First century Samaritans and Jews knew something about social distancing. It wasn't out of love for each other, however. There was a deep-seated animosity between the groups, beginning from the divided monarchy in 920 BCE. As New Testament professor Sherry Brown puts it, although they shared the same founding history, Jews and Samaritans at this time shared nothing else, not even food, drink, or utensils. The mutual distrust and long-held prejudices aren't veiled in this conversation. There's no coded language here. And while Jesus' request for water seems conciliatory, the woman at the well isn't having it. How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? There might be another kind of social distancing at play as well. As more of her story is revealed, we have to wonder if the woman's marital status put her on the margins of society, separating her from her community. Some scholars think that noon, in the heat of the day, was an unusual time to draw water. Perhaps she chose to go to the well alone to avoid the whispers or the unkind taunts. Without casting aspersions on her character, we can sense her pain in her attempt to gloss over her situation. It is clear that having five husbands is not a badge of honor, even in our day, and certainly not in first century Palestine. Whether through death or divorce, the woman has been unlucky in love. She carries wounds she wants to hide, wounds that can isolate her. So she glosses over it all. I have no husband. While we are experiencing a different type of social distancing today, I don't think that these divisions are that unfamiliar to us. We know about prejudices and distance between ethnic and religious groups in this day and age. We know about the stories that fuel whispers or push you to the margins. We know about the wounds that we want to hide. And even when our distancing is purposeful and voluntary, as social creatures, we miss interaction and routines. We might feel anxious or lonely or just tired. But our gospel story reminds us that Jesus comes in the midst of social distancing, offering living water. Professor Catherine Schifferdecker reminds us that grace, the living water that Christ offers, flows to the lowest point. That living water flows to the lowest point in our lives, in our hearts, and washes away the hurt that is there, bringing us up from death to life again, becoming in us a spring of water, gushing up to eternal life. When Jesus tells the woman who she is, that grace seeks out her deepest hurts, naming them but continuing to see her, not letting those stories, whatever they are, define her. And when their conversation continues, the Gospel of John gives this woman a particular distinction. She is the first person that Jesus reveals his identity to. While John the Baptist testified to Christ as the Son of God, Jesus hasn't claimed his role with the disciples, the wedding guests, or Nicodemus. But with this outsider, this Samaritan woman, Jesus is direct. When she expresses her faith in the coming Messiah, Jesus responds, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." By telling the woman who she is, Jesus shows her who he is. By confirming her true identity, he reveals his own. Barbara Brown Taylor thinks that is how it still happens, how Christ is still present to us. The Messiah is the one in whose presence you know who you really are, the good and the bad of it, the all of it, the hope in it. And the good news is you don't have to be on Mount Gerizim or in Jerusalem to receive this living water. In our day, you don't have to be on the tram getting to the highest point of rendezvous or in the sanctuary. We can worship God in spirit and truth at home. Christ comes to us in the midst of social distancing and amid the new forms it's taking in the face of COVID-19, but also in the midst of all the ways it has already been a part of our lives. Christ shows up in the midst of social distancing and offers living water. So where is the low point in your life right now? Where is the place where you are stuck in grief or guilt or anger or pain? What do you try to gloss? On Facebook with friends or just to yourself? What does Christ see and see past? During this time, where we are especially aware of social distancing, each time you wash your hands, remember the living water of God's grace. For at least those 20 seconds, let those waters flow to your lowest point. Remember your baptism, with God's love flowing to, claiming and transforming every part of you. Let the waters heal and renew and bring you back up into life again. The woman at the well experiences God's grace, seeking out the good and the bad of her life, even the lowest points, the all of it. And she also experiences that grace bringing her up, showing her the hope of it. And when the disciples return, the world has changed. Jesus is bridging Jews and Samaritans. And while the disciples are astonished that he is speaking to this woman, they don't dare to question this new turn of events he is in this new world that Jesus is ushering in. And she, who we first met, seemingly cut off from her community, leaves her water jar and goes back to the city, back to her people. Her priorities have shifted, and she connects to these people in a new way, eager to share her experience with Christ. When the CDC recommendations loosen, when life resumes with its normal events and gatherings, I wonder if our priorities too will have shifted. What will be the proverbial jars we leave behind? Who will we connect to in new ways? And even now, before the restrictions lift, Christ comes to us in the midst of our social distancing, offering the living water that connects us to others in new ways. Perhaps even now, we put down that extra package of the oh-so-coveted toilet paper. And even as we curtail reaching out with our hands, reach out with your heart. Reach out with your words. Christ is bridging the distances. Amen.